Overtime is not the time I live it. Sometimes I go overtime. All right, Father, we thank you, Lord. You are a good God. We're going to continue to remind ourselves. Thank you, Lord. We welcome the Holy Spirit to reveal to us, show to us the thing that we need to know, we need to prepare. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, I want to talk about important the word of God. So sometimes we don't see it. I'm talking about myself. This message, I think personally for me, I would say it's time to recognize the importance of the word of God. Because when we look at as a Christian, and I met, you know, quite good numbers of people. I work customer service, all kind of people, and a lot of Christian, when you ask about Bible, not many people know the word, even basic. This is the greatest time for me to share the word during Easter, right? I call it resurrection. And the great opportunity for me, like, you know, they can't go unless I let them go, right? I hold their hand. So I have all the, so I ask some question that what meant to you? Like, usually they ask me first. And they ask the wrong question, right? Do you celebrate Easter? I said, yes, I do. and then I go, if, you know, the Bible say, tell us the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse, I believe verse 17, if Christ not risen from the dead, our faith is vain and we are still not seen. But now Christ has risen from the dead, therefore our faith is not vain and we are forgiven. So the good time, good place to start to sharing, the gospel, the message during this time. For my case, especially, I'm talking about myself. And I've seen throughout I study and I think about how lovely our Father, how much his heart longing for us. And you see that he expressed himself through word. And when John is has the most revelation than any other guy has, in my opinion, because he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." He didn't say in the beginning the wisdom of God, right? He said the Word of God. In the beginning, God didn't show forth, but he said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So, and then in the end, we're talking about Jesus gonna destroy nation by the sharpness out of his mouth, when you read Revelation chapter 19, I believe, and he can destroy nation or smite the nation by his word, so to speak. So basically, from the beginning, the end, we see the word of God is very important. Throughout history, we see the word of God, and we know the world is framed by the word of God. Without the word of God, we don't understand. So God expressed through us to show us who he is through his word. So if we can believe his word, it can be really helpful for us. And I found to be true, the more I spend time with the word, the more benefit for me. He doesn't need, you know, in the old time, when you read 400 something, the word of God, there's no prophet, right? You remember in the Bible, talking about the old covenant, the 400 something years, there's just no word of God. But now every one of us has the word of God. Every one of us, the word of God on our finger right now. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. The word of God is like everywhere. Every time you turn in your Bible right there. Oh, you say, you know, I don't have Bible. But you turn on your phone. I have my iPad. I turn on my computer. And sometimes my daughter asks me, where can I find this? I say, you go to Google. That's how you're going to find the word of God. Everywhere. We have no excuse, and we have book, and we have all kind of stuff. In the past, yes, they don't have the word of God. Only the priest or a prophet or the king that carried the word, like, you know, in Jeremiah, when he wrote the word of God, he gave to the king. King burned it. But right now, you can't burn it in your devices. You can burn it the paper. There's always somewhere. So we see the word of God, like, through the word of God, we know. Whole world is framed by the word of God. And also, through the word of God, we know that he upholds all things by the power of his word. You read in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And we see that We should be investing. We should be spending time with the Word of God, because so much wisdom of God in His Word. And we see that in children in Israel, 40 years. This morning I was thinking, I was like, 40 years. Well, that, and there is no feeble among them in 40 years. In 40 years, there's no feeble among them. And when you look at, let open with me, read 10 over there. I love this passage. Let's turn with me. And Psalm 105. Oh my goodness, this is going to be real good. Psalm 105, verse 37. Okay, and there was no feeble among them. What? Why the reason there's no feeble? Have you ever asked that question? No feeble among them. Verse 37. Let me see. Okay. Verse 37. Oh, I'm turning on 107. No, 105. Sorry. 105. Verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Not one feeble. Because they eat manna every morning. We know that manna is the picture of the Word of God. Everyone has to go out and collect it. Let's turn over Exodus 16, verse 21. So we see that this is the purpose. Exodus 16, verse 21. And when I saw this, I said, Lord, wow, 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 wow. Okay. And they gather every morning, every man, according to his eating. Okay. Every man, everyone got, nobody collected for you, because nobody know how much you eat. Okay. Nobody know how much a person can eat. Let's say my wife collect for me and I want more. She just collect a little bit. It's not maybe sufficient, not sufficient for me. And the same thing, if I collect too much for her, going to be wasted. So sometimes too much revelation. Now, somebody can bring word, but if we eat steak every day, we can't survive, right? The same thing. So someone else can bring the word. Like, I can come here and encourage ourselves, but every one of us, like myself, we got to go out there and collect for ourselves. The portion that the Holy Spirit is going to give us, that the Word of God, this is a picture of the Word of God. The reason that there's no feeble among them, because they're eating the Word of God. So that's a picture. If we would spend every morning like children of Israel, everyone go out and spend time with the Lord every morning, I believe that as the Word of God says, it will help all of us. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, attend to my word, incline your ear to my saying, let them not depart from your heart, keep in the midst of her, because of life to those who find and help to all of us. I really believe that this is a picture of manna. Doesn't mean they all have to go out to find themselves, to collect for themselves. No one do this job. We know this. Thank God for scripture recorded every morning, every man according to his eating. <laughs> 40 years, no feeble, no sickness, no disease, because the Word of God can bring life, can bring health, can bring peace, can bring joy, can bring prosperity. Everything that we want is in the Word of God. In the Word of God. So if we would humble ourselves, like David said, Lord, I desire your word like honey, sweeter than honeycomb. And it's Psalm chapter 19. We can go there and read it. We can read it later. But I want to see that, because the Word of God has nutrition that our body needed. Yes, even though our soul needed it, but our body can partaker of the nutrition that from the Word of God. As the Word of God said, the Word of God live forever. And Isaiah also stated in chapter 40, verse 8, also 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, the Word of God stand forever. Everything else will pass away. Everything else will go away, but the Word of God will stand, because He all established His Word in heaven. And the Lord exalt His Word. He honor His Word. So it's time for us to honor His Word. It's time for us to take it seriously so we can be benefit. As children of Israel, every morning they have to go out, otherwise they would hunger the rest of the day. They hunger the rest of 24 hours until next morning another bread coming down. So this is the picture, I believe, that Jesus said, if you don't eat my flesh, my blood, you have no life in yourself. I believe that if, yes, we can live, we can survive. I remember when, you all know my story, when I was in forest, in jungle, yes, I can live without the food, but it's not healthy. Imagine we eat one morning, I mean once a week, and we work 6 days, what is going to be our condition? Maybe not productive. So the word of God has the power of God, Paul said. I'm not ashamed. The gospel, the good news, the word of God is the power of God trained from our life and heal our body. He sent his word. He healed our sickness and diseases. We all, and throughout the scripture, we know all this is for our good. Our Father has some good thing, give us inheritance, and we inherit from him the best thing on earth, that if we understand how much it benefit us, how much is good for us, if we would carry this truth, the word of God, the truth, John 17:7, it's the truth. We continue daily, imagine every morning, every day we spend time meditating the word of God, planting in our heart, planting the truth. How much we you found out we have been deceived by deception, how much we recognize lies, deception, the devil brought in our mind and planted our heart and put in our heart as a stronghold, as foundation. So sometimes we believe what the devil believes. Sometimes we have fear because the devil is fearing every day. He's depressed and he makes us think like him. So, oh, I'm so depressed because that's who he is. And we try to lie because he's the spirit of lie. He is the author of liar. He wants us to think like him. The moment we think like him, we forget who we are. And the moment that we start to recognize that the Father so wise, he has all the wisdom. There's no other way better than give us his understanding, his wisdom, so we can recognize lie and deception when we fill our heart with truth. So the word of God give us truth, give us light. Jesus said, he will follow me, will not walk in darkness, have the light of life. We cannot follow Jesus without his word. We can say it. We can say it. We say, oh, I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Spirit. I got fire. I don't need the word. Without the word of God, we cannot sustain. Then open with me in Isaiah chapter 33, I believe, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 6. This is the word of God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, sustain through times. Isaiah 33, verse 6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be stability of your times, strength and the fear of the Lord and his treasure. It's time for us to put priority. Because without the word of God, I see people feel the Holy Spirit. I see people so excited when they encounter with God, so excited. Even some people see Jesus in the dream vision, but they don't prepare their heart. They don't seek the Lord. They don't spend time. They don't have the word of God in their heart. We have to plant it in our heart. No man can make us. God cannot do this part for us, or somebody else can do this part for us. We have to do it to ourselves. It is our choice. It is our determination to put the word of God in our heart. Because if we don't plant the word of God in our heart, we cannot have the harvest that we expect, that we wanted. Just the farmer Jesus talking about, let's scatter the seed in the ground and then fall tyrant. But now we don't need somebody to scatter seed for us. We can do for ourselves. It's time for us to scatter the seed in our heart every day. Because as we plant, and Galatians chapter 6, talking about verse 7, God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. We know the scripture. We memorize the scripture, but we forget it. We don't want to sow the word of God in our heart. And we expect to receive health. We expect the healing to take place. It's not going to take place. Now, I would say this miracle will take place, but how long can it sustain your health without the word of God in your heart? You cannot sustain it. You can go from meeting to meeting. You heard a lot of people talk about that. Oh, I just go, and every year they go to a Benny Hinn meeting because every time you go, they get healed. Yes, yes, God used all the people, fivefold ministry for perfecting the standard work ministry and edifying the body, right? Yes, God do that, but that's not primary. He wants us to have the word of God in us as anchor of our soul. I desire the meal that Jim talking about it. we have to have desire as a kid. I know my boy every morning saying, ah. All he wanted milk, gave him milk, he's fine. We need to come to that place of hunger. Like a child, hunger the word. And every morning he's like, ah. Every time he cried, I said, Lord, I need to cry for my milk too. I need my, because our soul need the word of God. Our soul need the word of God. We need desperately, but we don't see the need sometimes. Because we thought that we eat one time, I said, okay, I can survive. Yes, we can, but it's not productive. It's not strong enough. As a person eat every day, work every day, different. The person ate one time and worked 6 days. I've been there. And physically, it's not, it wasn't good. So God, so wise, he gave us the best thing that we don't see. But I love when my low battery running out. Go back Psalm 19. This is King David written from verse 7 to 11. King David, the law of the Lord is perfect. We can say the word of God is perfect. Because when the Lord spoke to Abraham, he said, Abraham, follow all my law, all my statutes. We all know that there's nothing law for Abraham. So the word of God can be like a law of gravity, just that kind of thing. We can understand it. Converting the soul and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. We want wise. Psalm 19, verse 7 through 11. So the word of God can make us wise. I'll tell you, many times the Lord gave me the word of God. Imagine if I had not planted that word in my heart. He spoke to me, it's time. Last year, just like 2 years ago, when I shared my testimony, the Lord wanted me to expand. He gave me, commit your way to the Lord and trust him also. He will bring to pass. Imagine if I did not know the word. Imagine I will not have my shop here. And many other things. And Jeremiah 10:23, the Lord reminded me the first time I didn't know God was spoken to me through his word when I read his word. Oh, Lord, the way of man is not in himself. It is not a man who walks to direct his own steps. I have not known it if I have not read his word, have not put it in my heart. And the word of God, we need to give us wisdom, but we don't understand. And this is so old, 1,000 years ago, especially many smart Christian, I would say smart Christian, they don't want to the word of God. They say, oh, I know better than that. I just Google everyone I needed. The word of God, like a seed. Mark chapter 4, talking about like a seed planted. We need to scatter. Now, we don't need someone else scattered. Jesus scattered for the Jewish people. They don't want it, okay? But thank God, Paul said, I'm going to give it to Gentile if you don't need it. Hell, praise God. We should be shout hallelujah right there. I thank God for Brother Paul. Otherwise, we don't understand the grace. That's all about Israel people. He's talking about your Jehovah. Who cares? You go back to Israel people. But thank God, he turned to Gentile. See what Gentile does? They rejoice. They rejoice. When he goes to the Jew, they stone him, they throw him, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to Gentile, Gentile rejoice. So we are Gentile. We should be the same rejoicing as the people when Paul brought the good news. So the word of God can sustain us through hard times. I remember when I don't have food to eat, I said, Father, I just thank you. Your word says, okay, the righteous will not beg him for bread. I will not ask people to help me. I'm going to trust you regardless what I'm going on. Imagine if I don't have that word in my heart, what I'm going to do. I'm going to fall flat, just like $2 suitcase, drop in the ground. But the word of God sustains. There's time when my marriage is not working well. 9 years I have to wait before I talk to my wife, the way that she living without knowing that she was treating me some way, that because she saw she was living that life with her family, that the way they're living for her, that's normal. I have to wait 9 years. Imagine if I don't understand what love of God looks like. Imagine if I don't have the word of God sustain me. My marriage would be broken the first, second year. So the word of God is the wisdom of God. Every area of our life, we need it. It is in here. But we need to spend time. We need to plant the seed of God in our heart. The seed, the word of God in our Bible, in our everywhere, will not benefit us unless we plant it. We do it diligently as children of Israel. 40 years, there's no people. We want health, we want wealth, we want prosperity, we want peace, we want joy. Only can be found in the Word of God and fellowship with Him. So it's time for us to prioritize. It's time for us to put, because the day to come, the Lord showed me, they're going to be shaken. Going to be shaken. It's not long. You and I will see it. It may be even next year. I can't say a time, but I'm here to encourage every one of us, for the most for myself. I need to hear this word more than anyone else, because I need to plant the Word of God in my heart. Nobody can plant for me, neither my wife or my children or Pastor Ernestine or my brother, whoever in there. Yes, I can listen to Andrew Womack. I can listen to brother from Pastor Ernestine. I can listen to Robert. But if I, like I can say, we can eat steak here. We can eat buffet there. But you cannot eat steak every day to survive, right? So the same thing, this is for us. Everyone, like children Israel, they have to go out according to their eating. Everyone has to go out, collect it. Nobody can collect it for them. So the Word of God for us to go out, to spend time, to plant it in our heart. Otherwise, we say, wonder why my fruit is not good. God is not mocked. Whatever we sow, we shall be reaping. We show more in the Word. Give time to the Word, it will give back to us. How much effort we put the Word will bring produce in our life. Likewise, even 100-fold, even more, an increase, some 30, some 60, some 100. We all 100. I 100. So if I 100, I need to dig more. Amen? It's the truth. Cannot change. Everything else can be changed, but the truth cannot change. When we're talking about healing, Psalm 107 verse 20 says, I sent my word to heal all their diseases and deliver all from destruction. The Word of God can do that. Somebody can give you maybe $100,000 if you don't understand. We can burn it up within a few days. Many people got hit lottery, hundred a million. 5 years later, most of them, worst case than before, they hit the lottery. Because why? We need to understand. In the kingdom of God, the same way, we need to understand. We need to value the thing that God values. And many Christians, I met a lot of Christians, let me say that, every day at my shop. And most of them don't have peace, but the peace of God. Just two simple things we can gain the peace of God. Keep our mind upon the Lord, trust in Him, fellowship with Him. The peace of God will surpass understanding, guard our heart, our mind in Christ Jesus. We find out that Isaiah 26 verse 3, also in the Word of God, by the way, and then Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 5, 7, 6 and 7. So the peace of God and the joy of God. Romans chapter 15 verse 5 says, the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace. How you spend time with the Lord? By your spirit. How you worship Him? By His spirit. By the truth. How the truth? The Word of God. When we understand the God of hope, God of peace, through whom? How we know Him? Through the Word of God. He's God of hope, God of peace, fill us with all joy. Not some joy, all joy. And brother just read about the joy of the Lord, how sparing the song we were singing a while ago. The joy of the Lord will cause us to walk through the fire of life, the difficulties in life, because we all have tribulation, our Lord Jesus said. But why? He said, have to be a good cheer. I mean, come on, man. Don't you be real right here. Be practical right here. I'm walking the fire. And he said, be a good cheer. How am I going to be a good cheer? I'm walking the darkness. I'm walking the hardship. I don't have food to eat. How am I going to be joyful? He said, your body is better. It's more important than your food. Everything is not important than yourself, because God loves us. He wants to take care of us. Because He wants us to come to the place. We are the end of Himself. No other way. Like my case, the way of man is not in himself. I cannot find the way of life in myself. I have to come lay down my life before Him. I truly found my life when I lay down. I understand Paul said, the life that I live now, I don't live trusting my own ability, trusting me. I said, another translation, I love another, King James says, it's not really the life that I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. But all the translation really hit me. The life that I live totally trust in Jesus. For me, that makes more sense, because when I trust in him through the word, I know that he will never fail me. Because the word tells me so. That's why I worship him is true. He will never fail me. He never fail me. The word telling me, if his word stand forever, if he say so, I'm going to stand so. I'm going to be so, regardless what's going on, and we're going to trust him. The time to come, going to be shaking us. What I want us to remember, remind myself too, that God is good to us. God is good to us. Regardless what happened, he know how to protect his people. Remember a lot. Remember a lot. He's going to destroy the Sodom and Gomorrah. He rescued his people. God going to do the same to those who trust in him. Not every Christian. Not every Christian going to be protected when the time comes. But those who know him, trust in him, those people will get protected. God cannot force his protection from everybody. If they don't want him, they push him out. The Lord has no right to protect the person. The same thing, he has no right to bless us if we keep rejecting him. So we need to communicate with him. We need to fellowship with him. We need to on his side. On his side. So he who has right to protect us. So we need to remind ourselves this thing. Peter said this, we have more sure word than prophecy. I mean, prophecy is great. I have prophecy. We all have prophecy. But Peter said we have more sure word than prophecy. More sure. What you need more than that? Sure word. Have the word of God. But we need to plant in our heart. We need to keep it there. The Lord Jesus said, bless those who hear the word and keep it. Or practice, or put in practice, under translation, put into practice. And James said that if we, like hearing the word, like we thought that we know it, just like a man look in the mirror and forget him, what kind of manner he was. So those who hear the word and not do all the word the same way, we're deceiving ourselves without knowing. That attack the devil, he doesn't want us to have the word of God in our heart. He doesn't want us to spend time with the word of God, because he knows the moment you spend time with the word of God, he cannot win over you. When the truth comes in, the lie, deception will expose. When the truth comes in, we're going to think like Jesus. We're going to think like Holy Ghost. We're going to think like Father. We're going to think like Holy Spirit. We're going to think like heaven. And the devil cannot put his battleground in our mind. He wants us to think depressed like he thinks. He wanted to fear things, his fear. One scripture, when Jesus met a man and at the tomb, nobody can harm him. Nobody can constrain him, because his legion, the spirit of darkness in him, legion. And he cried out to Jesus, are you come to destroy us before time? You see, he's scared. His day is coming. That's why he's scared. That's why he intimidates. That's why he fear. And he tried to force on us if we don't plan the word of God. We don't understand that we have the Father care for us more than we can care for ourselves. Sometimes we're trying to do things our own. We think that we're smarter than God. And many people, I help them counsel, don't get into this relationship because they are not the same like you. They don't believe what you believe. They say, oh, I feel in my heart, I can't stop right now. Don't go by your feeling. 3 months later, oh, brother, I don't know what to do. I said, yes, yes, you know what to do because you just want to do it. And now you blame on God. God, why you allow this thing to happen? And no, God did not allow it to happen. You make it happen by yourself. God, give me the word trying to stop you. And another girl said, brother, I don't know what I'm going to do right now. Can I commit suicide? No, that's not an option. I don't listen to the word of God. The Bible said that, I believe, in Proverbs 13, he will despise, the word will be destroyed. We need to take heed. Hebrew, we need to, what did he say? We need to take more earnest heed. And not just taking more earnest heed for our common salvation. Because just like Hebrew chapter 4, verse, I believe chapter 4, verse 2 said, the word of God preached the same to other people. Why is not profiting them? Because they are not believing. Because they don't treasure. They don't value. This is not the truth. This is just, the word of God, just the Bible. This is for the pastor, by the way. For the prophet, whoever, it's not for me. I can go there and get every Sunday. go back, it's your children, Israel. Why there's no people among them? I asked the Lord, and the Lord said, because they eat manna every morning, brother. Come on, brother, they eat every morning. Do you want your health? You want your health? You want the prosperity? You want the peace? You want the joy? Go get for yourself as much as you want every day. That's the answer. Concerning healing, by his stripes, I'm healed. Father, I thank you, I'm healed. Every morning, just keep saying that. Go to the word. Father, I thank you. You make my body strong, healthy. I am the righteousness. The Bible says righteousness flourishes like palm tree. He grows like cedar of Lebanon, fresh and flourishing. You see the cedar of Lebanon, fresh and flourishing. Psalm 92, by the way. So we need to come to the place we recognize with the righteousness of God. No longer, don't let the sin and guilt, condemnation, and put us in the place that we cannot, like, oh, I'm trying to survive above the water. No, we are more than conquer through him who loved us. The word of God tells us so. How much we know the word of God. It's time for us to put ourselves and to plant the word of God in us, because the word of God can sustain it. The word of God shows the wisdom of God. The power of God can resurrect it in our dead or dying body every day. The word of God can do that. We cannot do that. But we have to make a decision. We have to take an action. No one else can plant the word of God in our heart, in our mind. We have to put on ourselves, your children of Israel. 40 years, what they do every day. Every day. I believe nobody complaining eating every morning, but they're complaining this food is not like, it's not tasty, something. Only that part they complain. Nobody complain and go out and take for themselves. Matter of fact, some of them take more than they needed, but they come out, all it rotten. We cannot live revelation yesterday. God wanted to teach it every day. Every time when I read the word, every morning, and when I read, and I see new, the same verse I was reading, but it's totally another. Seeing another understanding. Just Romans chapter 6, I've been reading many times, but recently when I read again, I said, oh my goodness, my old man had been died, my old nature had died. And when I look at, I search scripture, I look at 49 times mentioned sin, only one time mentioned action of sin, only one time mentioned action of sin. Basically, the verb, the rest already now, talking about our old nature. We don't have old nature anymore in us. Now, our flesh, yes, because it's been printed in there. Been a long time, we walk with old men long time. Even though now we know that we are a new creation, but our mind has not been renewed. I'm talking about myself. So we need to come to the word. The word, only the word can wash us. Let open for me in Ephesians chapter 5, I believe verse 26, if I'm correct. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. This is how the word of God is supposed to be working. That he might sanctify, talking about our Lord, sanctify and cleanse us. Cleanse us with the washing of the water by the word. The word of God, we wash our unbelief. We wash our wrong thinking. We wash our fear. We cut off all the fear, all the anxiety. The word of God can do that. Because the word of God is the sword of the spirit. And that we can come against with the darkness that only we can encounter. I watch boxing sometimes. Most people knocked down by encounter punch. Counter punch is when the devil trying to come hit at us strong and we counter back with the word of God. Even our Lord Jesus, it is written. It is written. He can speak another word, but he said, it is written. It is written. And the man shall not live by bread alone, every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So the word of God, even Jesus, our Lord, he who is on earth, he has to use the word of God. How much more we need it? How much more we need it? If we don't have the weapon of warfare is not carnal, if we don't understand the word of God, how are we going to resist the devil? How are we going to say, in the name of Jesus, you get out, my family? We don't have that authority to say it. We know it, but we don't have the word of God like, you take off my property. It is in the word the Lord show us. Every believer have been given authority, have been given the power from our Lord Jesus. And matter of fact, in the Bible tells us that we have been given. We need to learn how to practice bodily exercise, profit a little, but spiritually exercise, profit unto all things. I believe in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, and on I can go. So the Lord wants us to ground it, root it in his word, ground it, root it in the truth, right? So we can speak the truth in love. And I'll tell you, people, like, they go to church many years. Recently, one lady come. I was sharing with her, and the Holy Spirit just all the guilt and shame, condemned, fear, and just I can feel that she should drop. She's burning up. Sometimes I'm thinking myself, maybe people are scared to me. Now some people don't want to come to me anymore because they have become a daisy because the Holy Spirit convicted them so strongly. Some of them get delivered. And they don't like, some people don't like it. Some people don't like it. But I sometimes, that's what my prayer is, Lord, make me usable. But when that moment happened and they just crying, just bawling, recently this lady come to it to her children and she forget about her two children, beautiful girls, by the way, and she got delivered from worry, from worry, anxiety. She said, I have so much anxiety. I can see the Holy Spirit just wash over her. She just crying, and, you know, in my shop and busy people, busy. But I love that. That's when people understand the truth, set them free. Only the truth can give us the wisdom, give us strategy. So a lot of people pray, brother, pray for me that I will have your faith. I said, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, not by laying hands. No, we can lay hands. I do pray. Don't get me wrong. I do believe in laying hands. You know, Paul said that laying hands also activate this the spiritual gift from the person. I do believe that. I do believe praying, laying hands. We all should lay hands when we pray, right? Some denomination that I believe, but the word say that you should lay hand, the sick will recover. But it's not laying hand like you receive faith. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this year we need to plant more seed, right? Nobody else can plant for us. If we want the same like children Israel, no feeble, health and wholeness, strength, peace, health, healing, prosperity, wealth, and everything in the word of God. I believe I will live in health. I believe in wealth too. Because that's the heart of God. Lord John said, above all things, we should prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. So basically, God wants us to prosper every area of our life. Now, I would say this, if we don't understand the truth, we will not believe that. And when we don't believe that, guess what? We don't get it. So it's time for us to prioritize the word of God. Like the Lord show us. Like your children is there. It's time for us to turn on 19. I didn't read Psalm 19 through verse 11. Just verse 11 I want to go. So I close right there. Psalm 19. This is our treasure right here. Hopefully my battery can hold up to when I read finish it. I reread verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. It converted soul. Basically, you know, bring back original state, I believe. The statue of the Lord of right, rejoicing the heart. So I would say the word of God can give us rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is pure, enlightened the end. So the thing that God tells us, the thing that the word of God written for us, the statue of the Lord is of right, rejoicing the heart, command the Lord pure and enlightened the end. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Now, verse 10, and we need to pay attention. Verse 10 says, more to be desired are they than gold. Yeah, than much fine gold, sweeter than honey and honeycomb. And by them, your servant is warned. In keeping them is great reward. Who doesn't want a reward? Who doesn't want a reward? So what the Lord Jesus said, if you seek my Father, you pray in your secret place. But he said, I will reward you openly. Don't worry about what people say. As you seek, keeping the Lord, keep seeking the Lord, the Lord is going to reward you. And he's not going to reward you only in certain place. He reward you openly. People will recognizable know you. I have people criticize me when I was seeking the Lord. And now I said, Jeff, you know how to do business. I said, I don't know. I still don't know what I'm doing. But he said, no, you can't deny. I saw you. I tried to, you know. I saw God blessing you. I don't have new car. You always buy a new car. I said, you know how to fix car? I don't know how to fix car. I will 6 days a week. I have no time to fix the car. I have no option but buy a new car. That's a true sentiment, but I didn't realize that I was buying a new car all the time, except for a few times. Yeah, but I bought some old car too. You called them, but right now all I have a new car. I said, I don't have a new car. I said, because you don't want it. You don't need it. You know how to fix it. I don't know how to fix cars. See, sometimes I have to drive to him all the way in Greensboro, like some transmission fluid. Dealership, they don't do it this day. So they have no thing to open. I can do myself. And see, I brought to you. You know, I took one day for me to go to see you. And I work 6 days a week. Every day, except Sunday. See, so the Word of God, we need to more desire, because what? It will bring great reward. We all need reward, but reward, you got to work for it. Salvation is free because Jesus worked for us. Grace is free, okay? Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit is free, but reward is not free. We need to work. We need to labor into rest. We need to labor. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. It's with him. We don't worry about it. He carried our reward. He said, I will not forget the labor of your love. He will not forget, even a glass of water. Okay? Reward here on earth and in heaven. I want reward here on earth and reward in heaven. Who doesn't want that, right? I mean, win-win. We win-win. Everywhere, win-win. So, we want reward. Well, we need to be more desire, like David said, than gold. Yeah, than much fine gold. And just like, because the word of God, the more we dig, I find out it's sweeter than honey and honeycomb. It is true. And the word of God will warn us. Word of God will give us direction. And on, we can go all day long. And by them, your sovereign is one. And keeping them is not just read, okay? It's just remember, keeping them, Jesus said, those who hear the word and keep it, those are blessed. Because when you keep it, you will practice. When you keep it, you put into practice. When you practice, get what? And you will have reward. That's what he said. You will have, matter of fact, great reward. Hallelujah. I'm through. Thank you, Lord. Let me pray. Father, I thank you, Lord. This morning, the word has been spoken. And give us grace to plant your word in our heart. If we want like children of Israel, if we want to be health, wealth, we want to be peace, want to be joy, just in your word, plant in our heart. We will get, as it is written in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, you are not mocked. Whatever we sow, we will reap. So if we sow your word into our heart, we will reap the reward from your word. Thank you, Father. I pray that, Lord, you keep us, give us grace to read your word, to study your word every day, especially myself, Father. I need more grace. And you said, you can give more grace to those who ask you. Yeah? God is able to give all grace in every area that we need. And we need the grace to find your word in our heart. Because the time to come, only your word can sustain us. Only your word can stabilize us. Keep us stability. Because if we are wavering, we will not get anything from heaven, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the belief that you are doing, and we are cooperating with you because of the grace and helping us doing the thing that even though our body, our flesh might not want to do it, because that's what we're born with. We want comfortable. We want comfort. But is doing something is take effort. Lord, give us the grace so we can put some effort so you can help us. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.